Lightning strikes sparked 11 new wildfires in the Prince George Fire Center over Wednesday night, but none have grown to anything of consequence. The largest one, found northwest of Fraser Lake, reached 2 hectares but is now under control, Sharon Nickel, a BC Wildfire Service spokesperson, said Thursday. They've all been pretty small fires and we've been able to get our initial attack crews out on those, Nickel said. 4 wildfires of note in the southern portion of the Prince George Fire Center remained on the map. The largest, Cutoff Creek southwest of Prince George, was revised down to 22,464 hectares from about 23,300. An evacuation alert affecting 3 properties to the fires northwest and imposed Tuesday by the regional district of Bulkley-Nechaco, remained in place as a precautionary measure, Nickel said. To the west, the Grizzly Lake wildfire was listed as being held at 4,891 hectares. South of Tumbler Ridge, crews conducted some planned ignition at the Tent Fire Creek wildfire over the long weekend and added about 650 hectares to its size. The smoke is still pretty visible from Tumbler Ridge and the Murray FSR up there, so we've been getting calls on that, but there is low activity on the northeast side and they are working on completing a contingency guard with that fire, Nickel said of Tent Fire, which stood at 2,800 hectares as of Thursday. Up past Fort Nelson, the Northern Rockies Regional Municipality issued an evacuation alert in response to a cluster of 4 fires, the largest of which was just 15 ha but listed as out of control and threatening a nearby work camp. Just south of the border between the Prince George and Caribou Fire Centers, the Purdy Lake wildfire stood at 8,100 hectares and was listed as being held. Looking ahead, showers and thunderstorms, accompanied by wind, are in the Environment Canada forecast for tonight and Friday before easing off over the remainder of the weekend and giving away to sun and highs of 20 to 30 C. Depending on how much precipitation we get today, tomorrow and Saturday, that'll give us a little bump in the right direction in terms of having increased moisture on the ground and in the air, and then we'll see how the warm and dry and sunny plays out, Nickel said. A campfire ban remains in place for the Robson Valley.